What's going on? Okay. Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 4, episode 12. I have the pleasure and honor of having an old great friend of mine, Mary Finney. She is an owner and operator of Beastly Designs. She's also an art teacher and a philanthropist.
I still feel like philanthropist is such a strong word. But overall, I mean, it sounds good. It made me sound good. So, but yeah, good to be here.
To start off with the first question, like many episodes before, are you living your best life for you?
Okay. Yes. And I would only say that, like, in your mind, you think that you're doing what you need to do for you, but it takes a while of unpacking, you know, digging up foundational understandings to realize that sometimes you might be living for somebody else and not recognize it. So I could say now in my, and I have no shame in my 37 years, I'm definitely living for me now. So definitely. Yeah, yes.
Like a lot of people practice self-love, but like they don't really, I guess, and have an idea of what it looks like until they actually are in it.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of the time we're told to do something when we're younger, we don't recognize that those are like the foundational things that we move by. And then when you finally get to that spot, you're like, why am I doing this again? And you realize like, this is not even what you want. It's not even what you're really interested in. It's just what they told you. And you have to realize that that's not exactly how your story is going to be. You know what I mean?
Everybody else's. So.
Exactly. I had a good friend who used sci-fi movies as references for things like that. So he said, I don't know if you're a Lord of the Rings fan. It's like, you got to take your own ring to Mordor. You got to choose from Matrix. You got to choose your own pill. You know what I'm saying? It might not be what you want. But yeah, I thought that was a good example.
Mm-hmm.
I had to throw in that nerd thing right there. That's cool.
Is it difficult wearing so many hats? Because, you know, yes.
I mean, always. I mean, I was told, I don't know who it was that told me that, but a lot of the time, if you are giving 100% at one thing, it's hard to give something else just as much, you know? So I can easily say that there's probably not anything that's getting 100%. I'm pushing it as best I can, but then it's like, what's at stake to try to push that to give everything 100%? So it's challenging, but I think you can figure out what your balance is, but you have to know yourself, what works for you, and you know yourself better than anybody. So it's like, if you keep running to the wall, maybe you should change direction. You know what I mean? So definitely challenging.
My listeners can like attest to that. As times I done took breaks on things, like, because me, the writing, like, or sometimes I don't even write. It was like I went a few weeks without writing, or like I didn't do this podcast. I did one mm-hmm. last week, but I haven't done it in a while. So it's like that's bad, because there's certain things I shouldn't take breaks on, but it's certain things I have like pushed back to the back burner to like focus on the other things that mm-hmm. I need to keep consistent.
Yeah, it. I have analogies for days, by the way. Right. So tell me to stop if you don't get them. But it reminds me of the old school video games, the Nintendo 64. Whenever you put a car that you're driving on automatic, you had to work multiple buttons in order to get your car to move. You couldn't just hold the A and it'll drive forward. You have to hold the top, which I don't know, maybe associated to how cars were driven if you drive stick or something. But there was multiple buttons, so it's like, even though you recognize that your goal is to drive, you know, that doesn't take an account to, you still have to be ready to press this button and hold it. And then you're also moving this button and stop it. So it's like, there's multiple things that can stop you from giving everything your own focus. And you may not even realize what they are. So that came to my mind when you were talking about, sometimes, you know, you need to write, but then presidents might be the priorities that come in, you know, so oh, yeah, I need to be writing, but this bill due right here, I need to go ahead and knock out this one thing for the cash of that. And then, you know what I mean? Like, there's always things. I've had a stressful week. I can't do it right now. You know what I mean? So don't beat yourself up in those. You're going to have times where it's like, and from someone who's worn multiple hats for many years, don't beat yourself up if you feel like you have to reshift your attention for a little bit and come back to it.
Yeah.
So,
I appreciate that.
It's okay.
So,
you're welcome.
I like this question. So, is it hard being a Black woman in art?
Surprisingly, I don't believe so. I'm an art teacher. I'm going to try not to throw a whole bunch of information out there. However, back in the day, the old white European men were the ones who were known for making art. It took years before women were accepted or seen as individuals that could create something worth looking at, let alone something that could be used or seen in a museum. So this day and age, this good 2025 has completely changed that. Actually, I feel like since COVID, everything's changed because yes, there was a market for art. It was a little bit harder to get into, but it's not impossible. And even now there might be some people who say that, oh, it's hard to get into. However, there are so many resources available now that were not there. And I'm not trying to be biased, but a lot of the people I see pushing the artists, Black women. So I don't feel like it's hard. I do feel like it's going to have its challenges, like anything that you try to do and overcome. But no, I actually feel like because I'm a Black woman, I might have more of a platform than I know and that I realize. It's just more now of, am I going to put the effort to go that way or am I going to wait or, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so, that's what I know.
I feel like a Black woman have done a lot, more than what they're celebrated on, you know, how that goes, unfortunately. But yeah, like you said, y'all probably, like you, even yourself, you have a platform for that and you might then not realize it at the time. But I think that goes a lot for a lot of y'all, even Black artists in general, like, but more so Black women. I seen your art. I shared it with my mom. Like, it's really good. Like, you know, like, I never even really sat down and painted. Like, I'm like, because, like, I got to get my brain out of still life mode. So, but yeah, like, and do you cosplay? Because, like, or so, like, yeah, I need to.
Okay. Of course. Of course I do.
There's a blurred con that usually is up there, right?
Okay. It's they used to have it every July, at the beginning of July, but it's switched. As of this year, it was in March. So next year it's going to be in March again.
Get some of the guys together. Yeah, I've been wanting
to. Yep, come on.
So it's intricate because I don't want to just like do it. Like, oh, yeah. Like I want my cosplay to be remembered.
Well, the only thing about that, from the overachiever and most of the things that I do, you have to make sure you make time for it and just do it. Because the more you think about it, it's going to always be an idea. And I say that because I bought when I got that check from Trump during COVID, I bought this wing skeleton thing that allowed me to like pull the strings and the wings come up like that. I was like, oh, I'm gonna make this Demona cosplay. What? It's from Gargoyles. Like, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be amazing, right? It is still sitting up there. It's 5 years now. I've cosplayed other things, and every time I thought about that, I've never come back to it. So if you're going to do it, just do it, because it will just sit there until you decide. But do it. Whatever you're gonna do, start. That's my lesson for anybody listening, watching. Start. Just start.
I had to reach out to you about some stuff, because, yeah, especially the body paint, because, you know,
definitely
a Nightcrawler or something. Like, it's something, yeah.
Hey, I did that one too. I'm all for it. Mm-hmm.
How did you find your voice?
You know, I feel like you only know your voice if you get into a space that allows you to speak so you can hear yourself and your voice clearly. So let's say I decided I paint a picture, and it took me like 2 weeks to do it. And while I'm doing it, I'm learning things that work, things that don't work, looking up things, finding research, finding things to put into it, and making how I create this into my own style. But and let's say everything went really good. I'm really satisfied with how it looks. I'm proud of myself. But then I stop and I don't do another piece until somebody asks me. There is no way that I can recognize my voice and the voice that comes out from my creating if I only do it one time. You have to almost immerse yourself in it. Almost like if you were learning another language, the first thing that they would tell you to do is get to a point where you're surrounded by it so you can pick it up. Again, teacher and me, whenever we have English language learners coming to the classroom, they just got transferred there. English is not their first language. They're immersed in another language in order for them to get it. It takes repetition. It takes consistent effort in order to recognize those things. So you'll never be able to recognize your voice if you don't do it. So that being said, I feel like I've heard my voice because I continue to push through to do something. Even if it was, I was made to do it because I got a commission or whatever, or when I was hungry, when I first started body painting, I just kept going till I recognized what it is that I liked and that I didn't like. So then my voice became a little bit clearer for me to understand and for me to be able to create and express and explain it the way for my viewers to understand. Does that make sense? So long story short, you won't be able to really know your voice unless you put yourself in a place to hear it.
Yeah.
Ooh, catch that. That was nicely said. Yeah, you catch that?
So, especially with the language you're talking about. So it's almost like finding your voice. It's almost like another love language.
Yeah. That's interesting. Finding your voice is like another love language. Yeah. I mean, there's still a lot of soul searching to figure out if it's going to work. So yeah, definitely. I could say that. Okay. I would agree with that statement.
So,
okay.
Do you see yourself being a part of a collective, or are you already a part of one?
I don't think that I am a part of a collective because there's no one that I consistently go to and talk to about different things. do I see myself being a part of one? Of course I would be a part of one. I feel like it's important to have a tribe. I don't feel like you'd really be able to get a lot of places just working by yourself the whole time. Because there's perspectives that you won't be able to get if you're just inside of this bubble. So, and yeah, you could always look up stuff online, but that's also you steering. Sometimes if you're going to be on a boat, you got to work with someone. You don't just got to keep going solo. You're going to get burnt out potentially thinking about a rowboat. Yeah. But yeah. So, yeah, I would be a part of a collective. I would.
It might be one for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, it doesn't have to be something that that I'm already or that's right. Like-minded. No. Like, it doesn't have to be a bunch of body painters. It doesn't have to be a bunch of teachers or artists who are teachers, though that would be pretty cool. So, yeah, I think so, because I think with that sense, it would bring a different variety that wouldn't be there if it was all the same thing. What we're talking about is technique and how to use stuff versus this is what I was thinking, and be like, oh, how's that translate to my stuff? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I learned that.
Yeah.
There was an art conference, and everybody's stuff was different, but I, took from that stuff and, put it in my art. So, from what I learned.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. It was a conference? What kind of conference was it?
Yeah, I forgot what year it was.
Oh,
it was
pretty cool.
A&T was there. They probably were the best ones, which is crazy. It's like, dang,
And they were like showing the work from the students that went to the university? What? That's so cool.
Like, we're good too, though, but I'm like, but it's just like, A&T really stood out. I was like, dang, so they just get it every day.
Like, hey. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. That would have been cool to have a conference for college.
Yeah,
that would have definitely motivated me.
Like, there was people from Morehouse, if I'm not mistaken, too. I was like, what the world? And there was some other college, I can't remember the name, but they were good too. Like, A&T stood out, but it was other people's stuff stood out as well. I was like, dang. But it was just them as a whole. It was like, oh, my God, you there too? Like, what the heck? But, and it was all different. It was all different. Like, but, yeah.
Wow.
It was a lot of black art.
That's pretty cool. I got to read that. Like, that's pretty cool. Very cool. I got to reach out to some of the professors, see what they're doing. I'm actually trying to reach out and see if somebody let me put a mural on their wall so I can go ahead and leave my touch over there. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to find somebody, Prince. You're going to be like, what you doing here? Yup. I got this mural I got to paint in Philly State.
Not the newest one, but the one over there across the street from Philly State. I mean, that's good.
What? There's a mural over there?
Like somebody, a new artist did, and it's really good, like really good. But
yeah, so, I've seen the they actually put out the information on that one. It was like a grant, and I had to come up with something specific. At that time, I did not move. I should have, but I deal with imposter syndrome sometimes. I don't know if you know what that is, but. It happens, even though I am capable and have done things. That's just, I feel like, one of my own personal weaknesses that I could get over. Imposter syndrome definitely stopped me from wanting to do that, because I seen that grant and it was there for a minute. I was like, ain't nobody applied. I should apply. But I would do it now versus before. Before I was completely out of it. But
the one across the street is just like, yeah. I added a picture of him to the mural that's already out there across the street. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about right there outside of Seabrook. He's up there. I've seen that. I know what you're talking about. I thought you were saying.
I'm talking about that too. That one came out good. But the one over here by Philly State, it could have been better. I don't think it literally looks like him.
I'm going to have to look next time.
It's when he had the fro. Okay. I don't think that really looks like him, but hey, they probably did a better job than me. But I done drew J. Cole several times, so I don't know. So if anybody try to comment,
yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
Everybody got something to say. I got you. But yeah. That'd be cool, though. I'm going to reach out. Somebody going to want a mural on their wall and going to let me touch it. Ooh, if I put a stamp on my alma mater, what are you going to tell me that?
I was going to go back and design.
Did you not have an interest to go back and do it?
I think that's what I was feeling high and mighty. I was like, yeah, I think because I applied for a design job there.
Man, look.
Okay.
That's okay. They have other venues. They have other avenues, I'm sure. But you just have to come to them correct and show them the work that you do and how you can help. I mean, all they can do is say yes or no, right? Watch. Watch me. Man, all I need, I'm gonna get them too. I'm gonna do one in the band hall. And then if they allow it, I'm gonna tag whatever else they let me tag and that's cool. I'm gonna put my foot in it. It's gonna be like,
Yeah,
oh,
it's
that's
gonna be
beautiful.
decent. I heard you said that. So, at the end of the day, do you know who you are?
Yes, more so than I did before. But I can also say that I'm still learning. The me at 25 is not the same me at 30 or 32 or 37, you know? So, and as we're getting to know each other because, or know ourselves, because that's not prioritized when you're growing up, you know, really getting to know yourself. These are the ways you do it. So as you get older and you're learning yourself more, you're also changing. So things change. So it's like a constant learning. But it's honestly a beautiful thing. Like I, especially when I can see the growth, it's weird. It's almost like stepping outside yourself, like, oh, did you see that? I remember this used to be the thing. You don't get angry no more. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, it's just different. But again, I think it's beautiful because I know where I was before and I know how I felt before. So I can say that I know that myself, who I am now, is just different, and I know that now. You know what I mean? So yes, I know myself, but I'm definitely still, I'm not at the end. You know, there's
I
way more
think
to learn, I
like a
believe.
lot of people be so ready or like to get to know other people, like move that time for ourselves and how beautiful it is to get to know yourself. Like, and I guess time that you lost in a way.
Man. Look, that's a whole nother podcast lesson right there. When you decide to take that click right there, that's a whole nother thing, okay? That's a whole nother thing. That one's heavy, because that is a
Absolutely.
very hard lesson to learn.
Hey, so what is a long-term goal that has come to fruition, has come into fruition?
Oh, there's so many.
That's just
And that's
a
the crazy part, right? I know is there's a lot. So I journal. Okay, I actually have my journal right in front. It's literally a notebook. I put stickers on the front, and then outside of that, I'm writing. But because of it, it allowed me to get things out of my head and put it on paper, even those things that I know I wanted to happen. Right. I don't even know if it's in this book. I had lost one of my books and my whole book
Dang,
got
I just
stolen. But I wrote down up here
it.
just a list of things that I want. Man, they stole the whole bag. Look. They stole the whole bag. All right. Man, everything. Like y'all could have just, I know you just want the laptop. Take the laptop. Leave my stuff. I need my book. So anyways, but I wrote it all down. And before I left Tampa, which is where I was living before I came here, I was really dead set on why can I, or why do I feel like I can't achieve the things that I say that I want to achieve for myself? So like by then I had already got my bachelor's. I had went back to school, I got my master's, but I wanted to get my teaching certification. That seemed to be like this dangling carrot that just I couldn't reach sometimes. Even when it came to my weight, that seemed like a dangling carrot. I just could not reach. But I realized that sometimes you don't need to have all the steps to get there. Just moving in, like even the first three steps, changing your mindset to say, this is what I want, this is what I know I'm going to get. And just working towards that, being positive in it, literally is like manifesting and things started falling in place. All that to say, I said that when I moved here, I didn't want to rent a place because all the rent was like crazy high, like 2,200 for like 600 square feet. Crazy. So I was like, I don't want that. I want to buy a house. Every single move that I've had, granted, I went from North Carolina to Florida, Florida to Virginia, Virginia to Maryland. Okay. That's literally my last 5 years. And every time my credit dropped, like 500 dropped. I had cards, credit cards paid off, and they said, send me a letter. Hey, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to close your card. I'm like, why? There's nothing on the card. Like, I paid it off. Leave my card. No, we're closing off because your credit score's dropped too low. Come back and reapply after your stuff gets higher. Like, it was crazy. All that being said is I was in a place that I had to continuously rebuild, where I felt like I'm doing everything that I need to do. Me and credit be boxing regularly. Like, okay, we down today, we're gonna work it out. So all that said, I was able to buy a house. So this I'm living in is my house that I own. So that was a major thing for me.
That's what's up.
I usually don't be throwing it out there like that, but definitely as a teacher, I told myself that I wanted over 50K a year. Like, I wanted to be working for more than 50K. I didn't feel like that wasn't too much to ask. Like, I got a bachelor's, I got student loans, I got a master's, I got student loans. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be that hard. When I left, I'm gonna let y'all just calculate the numbers in your head yourself. When I left Florida, I came here for a job that was making, well, I was at 49. They were telling me they couldn't give me over 50. I have since more than doubled that for my annual, doing the same thing that I've been doing. So I'm still an art teacher, teaching at high school, but yes, I'm teaching at a high school in DC, and it has been an increase. Another goal, I've never gotten highly affected, which is if you've ever taught, that's like where they tell you, oh, you're a good teacher or you're not a good teacher. And it'll be based on a bunch of things. They'll come and observe your class, they'll ask your students, they'll see what you do around the school, talk to your supervisors. And I've never gotten it. I've taught for 10 years. I've gotten it every single year that I've been here, every single one. Previous schools, it came with a bonus. Here, it comes with a bonus and a raise. See what I'm saying? Like, and all I was doing was the stuff that I felt like I wanted to do. I really want to be making more money. I really want to have a house that's my own. I want to bring my credit up. I want to have a business that brings in wealth for my family. I want to, like, any of those things that I said that I want to do, because I was able to focus and just start the first three things, everything else started falling in place. And it was crazy. I lost 45 pounds. Literally changing up what I was doing. I said, I'm not paying for no more gym subscriptions. I'm gonna do this for free because every time it hits my credit, I'm stuck. So I'm like, nah, when I'm in Florida, I got up at 4 o'clock. It was some Arnold Schwarzenegger thing that I seen. It's like, why wait when you can get up, or something about habits help and getting up early. Why not start now, type of thing? Like, get up early. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start getting up early. Got up at 4 a.m. I'm walking my dog, but I'm trying my best to hit 2 miles. Every day, drop 45 pounds in like 3 months. And it was, I'm eating. I'm doing everything I need to do. You know what I mean? So, all that said, there's a bunch of things that have happened for me in being here. With hard work, I'm not going to say it was easy. Man, I'm not going to say it was easy because there's multiple hats. Again, something's not going to get the attention. There was a good period. Like, I'll try to be positive, but that move here, it was hard. Like, and granted, I'm closer to family here than I was when I was in Florida. My closest family was 3 hours away. Here, I got a sister that's like an hour, but I was staying with her when I moved here. But that didn't change the fact that the move was hard, adapting to the new area, adapting to the money. Anytime you try to get stuff situated when it comes to the government and education, it's all a challenge, you know? So, but again, all those things happened because I was able to believe that I can do it. I know it sounds so cheesy. Believe it, you can achieve it. But for real, like, if you can see yourself doing it, that is half the battle. Because there's always that voice that's in the back of your head saying, nah, you don't need that. Nah, you don't want that. That's too much. That dream's too big. You ain't gonna be making that much money. You can't do that. You can't even afford this house. It's like there's always going to be those negative things in the back of your head. Mine don't stop. I just don't hear. They're just not as loud. They're still there. Like I said, I deal with imposter syndrome. That thing be coming up like, hey, you probably shouldn't be doing this. This is not going to end well. You know what I mean? But I keep pushing through and I overcome it every time. So, no, that was a long story. I
that's
hope
amazing.
I. Your question.
Being able to,
Thank you.
That math is mapping too.
But look, things are going well. And once you know better, you just start doing better, man. So it's like, okay, what's my next step? Figure it out. Find those first couple steps and then just make sure I'm in the right lane because it's going to come. So,
So
yeah.
the final question.
Final question.
Do you want to move hills or do you want to move mountains?
I want to move hills because sometimes when there's a mountain there, people only recognize it as being a mountain there. But when you can change small hills, that changes a landscape, that evens the field, that clears the view, that might make it easier for someone else to recognize that maybe this isn't as hard to get over because it's just a little hill. She moved it. That means I can definitely go over it. Once you got that in your system, I can go over these hills. The mountain won't be anything. Challenging, yes, but not impossible. So I'd rather move hills, I think.
That's a really good answer. That's a great perspective to look at.
Thank you.
That shows your mindset as well. Yeah, that's, I can't really add to that. That's, yeah, that's a mic drop.
Yeah,
Right?
start small.
Yeah. Dang.
Really, wasn't
That's dang.
it? Man, look, I be reading a bunch of self-help
Yeah.
books. They make things make sense sometimes.
Okay, so you want to shout out your
But
social media, like your
yeah.
business and stuff?
Yes. Okay. Again, my name is Mary Finney. I am the owner and operator of Beastie Designs. That is BEASTY DESIGNS. You can find me BC Designs 13 on Instagram. My TikTok is Finny Finn. That's gonna be mostly just my stuff. It'll translate later. But you should be able to find me. If you find me on Instagram, then you'll find me on all the other resources because all connected. My personal IG is Life So Sweet. Life underscore so underscore sweet, and you can find me there. Look up some of my stuff. You can literally Google me and you'll see some of my stuff up there. So
There you
but
go.
yeah, thank you so
Cool.
much for having me on your show.
Man,
I need to go check and see what's gonna pop up
well,
actually. It should be good stuff anyways, just
I've
not
been your
updated stuff.
host, Jared.
Yeah.
This has been the Airbrand Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Jared to the Throne, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. And I forgot to say the title of this episode, but it is called Evolving. So we're continuing the end season as well. This is part two of the end season, but the episode is called Evolving. Thanks for coming, you know.
Cuckoo. Thank
All right, y'all be
you.